From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Shadow Soldier by C.K. Krieger, Book 2 in the Gunsmith series. Now let's begin with Shadow Soldier, Chapter 1. I admit to being drowsy after lunch, in the zone, and a little bored. I was trying to interest myself in the routine task of re-bluing the barrel of an 1861 caliber Spencer for one of my regular customers, the museum director with an eye to adding to his Western history collection. My brother, Scott, the other half of the Irons family gunsmithing team, calls them cowboy guns. He prefers Sig Sauers and Glocks. I like the cowboys. Anyway, I woke up real fast when the shop door crashed open. My head snapped erect with a neck-popping haste, and I saw a boy standing there, looking as if he couldn't figure out how that had happened. I felt an emanation of power, even then, though I blamed the ice cube chill on the violent April wind, a wind that had snatched the unlatched door right out of the kid's hand. He should have been counting himself fortunate the heavy plate glass didn't rebound right back in his face, a very real possibility, had not the doorstop caught in the security bars at the bottom. Luckily for him, the door has all the newest safety features, meaning it was expensive, since it's specially made with a slide-over steel backup for when we're closed, an important consideration when the shop in question belongs to a gunsmith. Of course, it might have helped if there hadn't been two of the young buggers wrestling each other to see who could enter the building first. I know I winced. Oh, not because of the door, but because, I'll swear, I felt the circa 1912 brick structure vibrate all the way to the second-story roof, as if it, too, sensed something upon the boys' entrance. Apparently blind to the world around them, the boys were in hyperdrive, excited enough to be poking each other in the ribs and making back-and-forth eye contact that hinted at important doings. They looked no more than 12 or 13, of an age and upbringing where cynicism had yet to make an indelible mark, yet still plenty young enough to build everyday incidents into great adventures. One of the boys, an undersized blonde with angel blue eyes, swaggered over to the counter where I was working. The pungent acid sting of the chemicals in use made him sniff, then wrinkle his nose. "Are you Bethany Irons, the gunsmith?" His voice cracked, a loud and very surprising bass in such a young body. "Boothanay, dummy," the other boy said, snorting his disdain. "Boothanay Irons. Geez, Austin, I thought you could read." "I can." The blonde, Austin, turned a vivid shade of red. "I just got mixed up for a minute. Boothanay, Bethany, they kind of sound the same to me." "My name often confuses people," I said. The mistake wasn't new to me. "It is a little unusual." Feigning not to notice the boy's scarlet face and hiding a grin, I lifted up the safety goggles I wore to prevent chemicals from splashing in my eyes and asked, "Anyhow, who wants to know? And why?" The blonde, taking me literally, jerked an introductory thumb at his dark-haired friend. "That's Jace. I'm Austin." "Jace?" I nodded at the boy. Thus encouraged, he said, "Sorry about the door," and made sure it would stay closed before coming forward to stand by the blonde. "Well, Austin, what can I do for you?" These were local boys. I had a vague recollection of seeing them riding their bikes around the neighborhood and skateboarding up and down Millwood sidewalks. Since Dad and I live above the shop, I know a lot of residents by sight, though I may not be familiar with their names. In my father's opinion, one which I have adopted, a person should never be rude to neighbors, children, or adults. A business owner should also keep in mind that every acquaintance, young or old, is a potential customer worthy of respect, something way too many businessmen forget. These potential customers were rendered temporarily wordless by the fact I didn't throw them out of the store, let alone greet them as if I were glad to see them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?